caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that has to do with all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Unger, the man who's all about
true love.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Get back, witch!
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Inconceivable!
Engineering the show, as always, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to keep us on the air while staying awake during this really boring program, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, keeping us going so people all over the world can hear us through this podcast and hoping he doesn't lose it and kill us all in the process. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Here is how the show works. You can send us an email about anything. No subject is verboten. All is fair game. The way it works is you get to remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest. This is your opportunity to hear what people really think about your situation when you're not in the room. So if you're up for it, send us an email, and we will opine upon your situation.
Okay, the article today says, men married to smart women live longer. Women?
What? How do they figure this out? They measure dumb women and see how early the guy died?
Apparently.
Well, that's kind of a strange judgment call, isn't it?
I don't know. It says women have known throughout the ages that men are hopeless at taking care of themselves. A study by the experts at Stockholm University has proven this.
How they prove it?
Data from a 1990 Swedish census showed
back 20 years
that the factor that was the best predictor of a long life for a man was the level of his wife's education and not the man's education.
For heaven's sakes.
Already a proven fact that men will live longer with any woman by his side. Married men live longer than single men, which
That's true.
Talk about.
Yep.
This has been found before in many past studies, but it was hard to tell just which came first.
By the way, Mark?
No. That's part of it, actually. Sexually active people live longer than those who are not sexually active, even those who are married. The healthiest, longest living ones are the ones who are sexually active married people. But just being married will make you live longer for a man. Well, a woman too, just not as dramatic as for a guy. They actually say that, statistically speaking, one of the worst things a man can do is remain single.
Right.
They say it's the equivalent of smoking 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day. How's that a thought for you? I guess I always say the worst thing would be a single guy who smokes 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Mm-hmm. It's better if I live longer in my home, because if I'm not there, I stop cooking, and therefore she has to, which means she won't cook, which means she'll die without me.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they call it the nag factor.
And that's just what it says.
Ooh,
Dr. Robert Butler, director at the National Institute of Aging.
That's literally what they say. It's having someone nagging at you to don't sit around so much. You need to exercise. Yep. Don't eat that all the time. You got to, and that helps you live longer.
That's what it says.
Nagging.
That women could nag then a little longer. More on certain things to be moderate in smoking, drinking, for instance, keeping them physically more active. That's what the researcher says. That's the nagging.
I would think the nagging would drive you on to do those things more. Smoke.
The implications. The trouble with men is that we don't seem to know how bad we are taking care of
life.
How bad we are at taking care of ourselves. We think we're pretty good at just about everything.
I don't know. Most guys I know pretty much agree that, I'd be a mess without.
Well, apparently it's scientifically proven.
That control factor.
Control. Stop trying to control
me. Stop trying to control me.
I'm trying to help you live longer.
Exactly is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Ooh, some people just have an issue with that controlling business. Okay. I don't know. You're probably not going to like this one very much. It might set you off right away on the first 5 minutes here.
Come on. I'm trying to stay calm.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Heather. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even said the name. I usually don't, but I just read that. I didn't cross it off. That's why.
Such a nice name. Mm-hmm. Give her address, too.
So now when you're mean to her, come over to
usually
be mean by name.
It'd be harder to be mean to her because now she's a person.
Sorry. I'm in a 4-month relationship with my boyfriend. We argue almost every other day or every other week. We have been intimate. But my parents don't know.
Heather! Oh, for heaven's sakes! You got a swirly!
Already.
4 months?
Yes.
What, are you a prostitute? Four months, you're dating a guy in 4 months, you're already screwing his brains out?
And arguing almost every other day or every other
good
week.
Lord.
She says, I don't get why he and I argue. I need help because if he and I...
Because you're a dork, that's why!
If we keep arguing over stupid stuff like money and his family problems, I don't know if I can deal with it. What should I do?
You should stop it. You should stop it. Quit screwing, guys.
Keep your pants on.
What in the hail? H-A-I-L. What in the hail is the matter with her? Mm. Is she a Christian? Maybe she's not a Christian. Maybe she's an atheist.
I didn't ask that question. It's how old she was. She's 20 and he's 26.
20 years old and she's already screwing guys. Isn't that lovely? That's got to make you feel warm all over, huh? Good Lord.
Well,
come on.
I can't
girl.
Say it on the air. I'll tell you at the break. Forget it. Keep going. There's something rather telling about the email address she chooses to use, but I'll have to divulge that off the air.
Let me see. Give it here. I won't say it. Just give it here.
Look at what she has. That might be indicative of the kind of little girl she is.
Oh, come on. Crying out loud. No, I can say this. I won't say the whole
thing.
Don't
say the whole thing.
I won't say it. Her opening email is Cutie Booty.
That's her email name, Cutie Booty.
Cutie Booty, and then her number, and then the address that she's at. Cutie Booty.
That's what she's using for her email.
This is your email.
It's pretty telling. I just noticed that now when I was sitting here looking at it for the first time. I noticed it.
I don't know. Maybe she should become a hooker or something.
Cutie Booty, and she's sleeving with him after 4 months. And
yeah, you know what the heck. At least do it for money.
What's going on?
At least do it for money. Get some cash.
Yeah.
She can turn a hoe. We say, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
She's getting paid.
Ho, ho, ho. Three hookers standing on the corner.
Cash.
Ho, ho, ho.
Extra cash for the holidays.
No, a little extra cash for the holidays there, dear.
4 months.
Honestly.
4 months.
Honestly. See, you should ask people like this if they're Christians.
I know. I usually do. That one slipped by because usually I do. That's one of the standard questions
that I
ask.
If she's not a Christian, okay, I'll cut her slack. She has no moral center. All right.
I just didn't, it didn't seem pertinent to me only because they were arguing all the time. I thought for sure your answer would be just to move on.
Well, how dumb is
so
she?
No,
she's in a relationship where they're always arguing with each other.
That's why
she stays in it.
Because normally if the whole gist of the question doesn't matter whether she's a Christian or not, I mean, the sex is immaterial. If they're arguing every other day, I thought you'd just say move on, so I didn't bother asking.
Stop it! Crying out loud.
Sometimes I anticipate too much.
What am I missing?
It doesn't matter if she's a Christian.
Is it the educational system today?
I don't know.
Why are people so stupid?
If you argue every other day and you're dating for 4 months, you need to dump him. You need
arguing constantly, and you're still dating him. Mm-hmm. What do you need? Do you need a sign from God? Do you need what do they need?
I don't know.
Oh, they're just dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Dum da dum dum dum. The last time we saw our heroes, she was in a relationship with a man where she was dum da dum 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 da dum 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 dum. She's already screwing him. He's mean to her. They argue all the time, all the time, all the time arguing. They've only been in this for just a little while, just a few months. And she's still dating the guy. And she wants advice from me?
Mm-hmm.
What was the advice? What was the question again?
She wanted to know, how can I deal with this? What do I do? I don't know if I can deal with this. What do I do?
What you do is you stop. You kneel down in front of a toilet, you stick your head in the toilet, and you pull the plunger thing! Give yourself a swirly. Snap out of it. Good Lord. Oh, gosh.
I told you I'd set you off right away first thing.
Okay, forget. Let's pretend she's not a Christian. And she's
She's not.
Okay. So, yeah, at this point, I'm hoping she's not.
Right. Right.
She needs to be for her eternal soul at some point, but for the sake of her choices and screwing man at 20 after a whole... Oh, we've known each other, you know, we've been on dates, you know, two times, we had to get naked. Yeah. So let's hope she just has no moral center, and that... Okay, so we'll let that fly.
Okay.
But forgetting that, you fight all the time.
After knowing each other for 4 months, you're fighting constantly.
When you need marriage counseling while you're still dating, you dump the guy's butt and you move on. These people are so dumb. These are people that are together for 3-4 years and they need counseling. They come to me and ask for counseling. I will never counsel a couple who's dating. If you're having a miserable time,
you're not going to solve their problems.
I don't want to solve. If I had the answer, I wouldn't give it to them.
Right.
Move on.
Move on. This is supposed to be the best it will ever be in your life. Mm-hmm. The best it's ever going to be in your relationship. And you're miserable during what's supposed to be the best. What do you think is going to happen when you marry the idiot?
It's not like they've been dating for 4 years. They've been dating for four months.
For 4 months.
Months.
They can't stand each other. Arguing, going back and forth. Like a couple of cats.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they can still have sex.
Well, forget the sex for a minute. I just, you know, assume she has no moral center and that's what they do because that's just what they do. That's the culture in which we live, you know. But honestly, how dumb do you got to be? You can't stand each other, but you're still dating him. Are you out of your mind?
You don't know if you can deal with it? Don't deal with it. Move on.
Move
That's
on.
That's what you do. You move
Dump
on.
His butt.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, get a
Stop
clue.
Stop sleeping with these guys.
Quit sleeping with guys, for heaven's sakes. See what women don't understand is men can be very casual sexually. Yes. It's hard for women.
Oh, sure.
Because women, physiologically... They release all kinds of endorphins and oxytocin in them.
Even although all the feminists will say that women can do this.
But they can't.
They're wrong.
Nah, even some feminists are starting to admit they can't because there's something chemically about it. That's why you girls, you start sleeping with some guy, you know he's a loser. Everything about him says he's a loser, but you want to be with him.
Yeah.
Because it's a drug. It's a drug. It's the bonding chemical. It's designed to hold you to a guy.
Yep.
Quit screwing guys. Honestly. All right, move on.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat that to death. Do we take a break?
No, we
need to take a break. We'll take a break so I can check my medication. We'll be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice.
Are you looking for the next romantic getaway or planning the next family vacation? Whether it is around the world or around the corner, Grace Point Travel can help you with all your travel needs. Take advantage of their extensive training and experience as you look to plan your next adventure. You can call George and Judy Oakes at 206-203-3927 or email them at gracepointtravel@usfamily.net. If you prefer to book your own getaway yourself, you can try their easy-to-use self-service website with a complete range of options, including cruises, hotels, even tickets to concerts and sporting events. Don't delay in planning your next trip. Travel to www.gracepointtravel.com and make your plans today. That's www.gracepointtravel.com.
Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference is back with a newly released DVD set from the second year of the conference with all new hard-hitting speakers, Lakeeta Garth, Diane Brierley, comedian Carrie Pomeroy, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Gunger himself.
But I do not get it today. I mean, oral sex has become the goodnight kiss on the first date today. Now, in my ancient mind, I'm not sure how one negotiates that transaction. I had a really good time tonight. Yeah. And before you go...
You get over 7 hours of content that will change your life and make you a stronger butt-kicking woman. Order your DVD today at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com.
Caroling, caroling, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices sweet and clear sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Hope you're having a good Christmas season as we go into the Christmas holidays here on the Mark Gunger Show. Hey, you just finished yelling at some 20-year-old already screwing a guy after just
4 months.
Was the first date, second date? Did she wait out for the whole third date? Honestly, some people just, what the heck? Talk about having no regard for their own bodies. Anyway.
What's that called? The morals of an alley cat?
I guess. I mean, you know, sad for her.
Yeah, it is sad. You know, but even, it's probably the culture she grew up in.
I know,
in,
but even if you're not if you're not a religious person, isn't that, even non-religious people, aren't they considered horn around? I mean, that
The article that I sent you the other week, whereas all the different levels, the, you know, the booty call, the buddies, the hookups, the, you know, all of that. This is just apparently
zero.
Common, just point
first
zero.
First time that go you, out and we get naked sure. and screw each other. Yes.
Apparently, this is the culture that we are now living in, even though you and I are way too old to appreciate
I'm
it.
Another,
it
really anyway, I mean, look you? At the result. This is why people are so messed up today.
Well, no, I get it.
It baffles
just stupid.
You that this is happening.
It does from the standpoint if you want a serious relationship. Now, I get the idea of whoring around.
Sure.
You
but
know,
if you're
guys
doing
going out on dates
just
trying
to
get somebody
around.
Laid or some girls just went, oh, I just want to go get laid. I mean,
but if they think this is the means to have a successful relationship.
She's trying to date this guy. And already you're the basis of your relationship is cheap sex and arguing and yelling at each other. And you still want to date this guy?
Good it's so grief. Dysfunctional. The whole
seriously dysfunctional. Dear, if he treats you like crap now, what do you think?
See, if this is what people could just nail down, if they could just understand, this is the best it should be. So therefore, if it sucks,
then
run
get
away.
Out.
They don't. I don't know why they don't make that connection. This is the best it should be. If it's going to be more complicated and more difficult from here on in when you're married and kids and money and jobs and
you don't feel valued. You don't he should make you feel like you're worth $1 million. Mm-hmm. You should be the queen of the earth to this guy. Bending down, doing whatever he can, try to lasso the moon for you. That's what's supposed to be happening during the dating process. Not yelling and screaming at each other every other day over stuff.
Get away from him.
Ugh, seriously.
Get away from him.
All right.
Okay, this is sort of a dating email question, but it's from a parent's perspective. He says, my son has liked a girl since seventh grade. He is now a sophomore in college. So what did that make him, like 19? He has on and off enjoyed her company and felt a connection toward marriage for the last couple of years. He's talking about marriage with her, but her parents have made it abundantly clear that they will not entertain engagement until the last semester of her last year in college, and she's a sophomore too. He is highly frustrated. Recently, he went to a college ministry conference and received some great advice. It was to preserve in purity. He should move his mental energies from courtship to friendship since he is obviously off limits for the next 2 years. He says, I was married at 20 with my parents' regret. Question is, do you have any advice to us as parents how we might encourage this relationship and support our son? He is completely sold out on this girl, and we are too. Her parents are Christians, but we're worried that she would not enjoy college to the fullest if she were in a committed relationship.
Absurd. Asinine thinking. It is absurd. Her parents have absurd asinine thinking. You want to do something helpful? Go to my website, order the DVD, Singles and Stinking Thinking, and sit down and give it to the girl and ask her to show it to her parents. Show the last session where I talk about this very issue, and I challenge them straight up in the strongest fashion as we can why it's foolish and destructive thinking what her parents have. But at the end of the day, unless she is a minor living at home, you know, I love you, Mom and Dad, but I'm getting married straight up. You know, my sister sat down with my parents and said, listen, here's the deal. Either I get married or I fornicate. You know, sadly, I know Christians who would say, well, then fornicate.
Go ahead. Yep.
Is there a financial attachment to this?
Says, well, I don't know. She might threaten. They might threaten not to pay for her college anymore and stuff. Yeah. You know, and if that's the case, then okay, make a deal. You work while I'm going to college. As soon as I'm done, I'll go to work, and then we'll put you through to college. So you delay for a couple of years. So who cares? Yeah.
He says, I think her parents have been sold the cultural lie that sex before marriage doesn't count and the college is a place of experimentation. And they're supposed to be Christians, so I'm just saying.
A Christian's my butt.
Yeah. Maybe they have never heard your argument. Maybe
I'm sure they have.
If they listen to the DVD, they might go, oh, that makes sense.
Seriously, dude, that's what I would do. Go on, it's going to cost you some money, but get over it. You got a kid in college, there should be nothing for you.
Yeah.
Go online, order the DVD. Go to laughyourway.com, order the DVD,
Singles and Stinking Thinking.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about how to approach marriage right. And hopefully she can play this. You know, if nothing else, put it on in the living room while the parents are in the room, walking around.
Yeah.
What are you watching? How's some stuff about singles? Let them listen to me go off on it. It'll challenge their thinking. But at the end of the day, unless she's a minor where they need the parents' permission, you know, forget it. You admitted you got married with your parents not being happy. Yeah. I got married with my parents not being happy. Mm-hmm. At some point, our parents are psycho crazy people. They want to be together and do life right unless your son's willing to do what they suggested, which is, see these Christian conferences, turn it to a relational, because they buy into the lie too that the most important thing is to chase what Jesus warned us about, which is
turn
money.
Turn it to friendship, not courtship.
You don't have friendship. And of course, these are the very Christian leaders who are helping to create a generation of young men who are addicted to pornography, masturbation, screwing girlfriends. Just, you know,
assuming
as
that boys can't just be friends with girls.
We're just so incomprehensibly stupid. There's a reason the church is so messed up. There's a reason we have such a high moral failure rate. It's because of conferences like this guy. I'm sure they're all wonderful Christians and are great Christian pastors and leaders. Move it to friendship instead of court. All that seems logical and reasonable on paper. In reality, it's absurd nonsense. Mm-hmm. He loves the girl. They've been together, you know, dating for years. They want to get married as young adults. What a shock. In other words, they want to do what people have done for thousands of years of human history.
I want to do it right.
But rather than do life right, you got parents that are fighting it. If it were me, I would say, okay, mom, dad, I'll send you an invitation. You know, if they kick her out of the house, then let her move into your house. You take care of her. She's going to be your daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. That's not, what are they going to do? Call the cops? She's of an legal age. Mm-hmm. Well, I won't pay for my college anymore. Okay, finish out the year. It's probably already paid for anyway. And then she delays it for a couple of years. And then you guys help put her through college when the son's done. You know, be parents. You're going to be your new parents. Hopefully, the parents will snap out of their foolish, stupid, ignorant thinking. You know, what do they do? Not come to the wedding? What are they going to do? Not become grandparents when the kids come along? I mean, how stupid are people?
Maybe they're that stupid.
The parents don't like it. Okay. And she's not 12. I presume she's either 18, 19, or 20 years of age at this point, right?
She's, 19, if she's a sophomore.
She's 19.
19, 20-ish.
She does not need their permission. Mm-hmm. And don't let them use the financial hijacking in her life.
Right.
You guys make the wonderful announcement. First of all, I would show them the DVD. I really would. I think that would be helpful. If nothing else, after they've seen the DVD, I'd go maybe with you to meet the parents and say, listen, we approve of this. We hope you really reconsider. Yeah. No, we're not going to do it. Say, well, and then, you know, they're going to have our support if they want to get married. And then you guys just announce, say, mom, dad, we're getting married. And when their parents have a fit, if they kick her out, let her move in with you. You know, if they're not going to pay for college, then just delay for a couple of years and she'll get through college. You know, it's not the end of the world. It'll all be fine. You know, just do life right. In other words, find a really polite way to tell her parents to stick it.
Yes. Very politely. Stick it with a nice attitude.
Stick it with a nice attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Get the DVD. Okay.
Okay, now this is a strange question, and I sort of went back and forth quite a bit with this gal. She says, I'm 18 and recently completed high school. I got engaged last night.
Wow.
How do I tell my parents?
Very carefully.
He's 25. She says, I have 4 years of study ahead of me and will complete them before getting married. And that was the whole question.
Oh, no, that's absurd.
So I asked her, why are you waiting for 4 years? She says, my parents are paying for my studies and won't pay if I no longer live with them.
That's the line.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I asked if she was currently sexually involved. She says, no, they are not.
Are they Christians?
Yes. Yes. No.
We don't know.
She and her fiancé are Christians. This is where's in all the additional information. Okay. She and the fiancé are Christian. The parents say they are, but they no longer go to church.
Yeah, so they're not letting
it
out.
Is what she said.
Mm-hmm. Again, you just have, you have the talk. Say, Mom, Dad, we're in love, and it's either get married or live in sin. They'll probably tell you to live in sin and say, we don't want to do that. Well, they're not going to pay for college. Okay. At some point, guys, you have to be able to just deal with the consequences. As long as that you let this school, parents are using the school thing as hostage over the lives of their young people, creating immorality in their own very young people, which dramatically increases their chances of a divorce later.
Yep.
Tell them to stick it nicely. Don't be mean. You know, you don't have to actually say stick it. I say stick it, but... just say, well, this is our decision. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to pay for college. Okay, I'm sorry you feel that way. And just move on. See if they relent. Sometimes they'll relent. Mm-hmm. You know, if they don't, then you two are going to have to make a plan. Can't your 25-year-old husband put you through school?
Well, you would think maybe.
You know, and maybe you have to reevaluate school. You may not be able to. How much is school anyway?
Well, it depends on where
in
you go.
In a public situation.
I don't even know anymore.
I mean, it's, you know, if you're going to Harvard is a big deal. If you're going to private school, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Just going to ORU, man, what the heck? How many tens of thousands of dollars
is that? Oh, that's real expensive. But if you go to a state school.
Just go to a state school. Mm-hmm. So what? And most of that time you can get aid. You know,
Financial aid. Don't let your parents hold you hostage with this nonsense.
And
I've said this before, and it's not to work the system. It's that when I wasn't married and I was in college, I couldn't get financial aid because I was considered under my parents' income. When I was married and we were dirt poor,
then you qualified.
Then I was able to qualify and get financial aid. And a lot of it was like grants that I didn't have to pay back because we were at poverty level, for crying out loud, when I first went back to get my teaching degree. And it's not to bilk the system. It's that you won't have to have your parents do
it. You don't need your parents' permission.
Right.
You can still go to college.
Right.
May not be able to do the big fancy school, but you can still go to school and build a life with this guy and do life right and honor God in your life. Man, you single guys, don't let your parents force you into immorality, because that's what will happen. Because if you love this boy and you're together with this boy, hands off each other for 4 years. Oh, it's possible, but it's highly unlikely. Do life right. Go online to my website, laughyourway.com. Get that series, Singles and Stinking Thinking. Maybe you can show this to your parents. I mean, I try to reason with people about this stuff, and hopefully it makes sense to them. But at the end of the day, you got to live your... I got married at 18. My parents were totally against it. Well, okay, they didn't have a say. You know, and I didn't let them hold hostage on me. I was willing to live life without money from them, and I did. And had a pretty good life, quite frankly.
It worked
out
well.
Married to the same girl. 40 years later, and didn't get any STDs along the way. See ya!
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
We know you like listening to The Mark Gunger Show, but if you also enjoy listening to other programs like Family Life, Focus on the Family, or The Debbie Chavez Show, you should check out Zubio's personalized listening software. Zubio organizes your favorite shows into personalized listening channels, which you can listen to on your computer, MP3 player, or smartphone. Listening to your channel couldn't be any simpler. Just touch Play All, and the day's best shows play one after another. Perfect for listening while driving, working, or exercising. It's the easiest way to listen to multiple shows. Create your own personalized listening channel by going to www.zubio.com. That's Zubeo.com.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming.
It's the Christmas waltz. Man, that happens every once in a while. I hear that music. It's the same music as the end. And my mind just goes in auto.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're driving to a certain path.
And you go, how did I get here?
And it was because you're on autopilot, you know?
Yeah.
So, we're still here. Sorry, we weren't saying see you, end of the show. We'll see you for the end of the break, I guess. Anyway, you know, back on this thing with this girl. And all these young people who have these parents who fight them on this. At some point, you're going to have to start making your own decisions. Yeah. You're adults now.
Yes.
It is not the end of the world. You still can do life, even if your parents don't agree. Better that you honor God and stay do this right sexually, in my opinion. Morality is way more important than your checkbook any day of the week. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And any Christian who says otherwise is an idiot wrapped up in a moron.
What about the people who play the you have to honor your parents card?
You can still honor them. But again, that's really talking, according to Jesus, is talking about helping support them financially.
But
when
you know,
old.
There's people who play that card. So.
Well, no, they're just wrong. Look, I know what I'm talking. I've been down this. Lots of people have been down this road. If I would have listened to my parents, I'd think my life would have taken a really different turn.
I think
a really different turn. First of all, they weren't that committed Christians in the first place. They would have said they're Christians. But you guys all know there's a difference between someone who's a real Christian who really gets it and people who say they're Christians and they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
My parents fell into the second category, okay, as probably this lady's parents. Anybody who really takes faith seriously, in my opinion, who understands the importance of morality understands this.
Mm-hmm.
You have parents, even though they claim to be Baptist, Pentecostal, I don't care what they are, and they fight this, they don't get it. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. Because they've got the Bible upside down. They are insisting, rather than prioritizing morality, they're prioritizing money and career. The very thing the Bible warns us against, they insist you have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of sense does this make? They don't know what they're talking about. I'm telling you. They're still your parents. You got to be respectful, but you're adults. You move on. And listen to me. 99% of the time, they get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they feel horribly hurt that you did this without their permission. Well, what's the Bible say you should do when somebody hurts you? Forgive them.
Yes. Forgive them. Forgive and move on.
Well, you got to forgive us, Mom. Dad, you got to forgive us.
Yep.
You say you're Christians, right? Well, yeah, but I don't. Yeah, but you still got to forgive us. I hope you forgive us.
It's the saying part, you know, not the
if you don't want to go to hell, you're going to have to forgive us at some point, you know, because that's the way this deal works.
Mm-hmm.
I know all the threats and everything, but 99% of the time, they get over it. No way. In most scenarios, will they not show up for the wedding? Some of them are real jerks and they won't.
Oh, some of them are.
But once you start having children, no way do they rob themselves of the joy of grandchildren just because they're ticked at you. And when they fall in love with those little chubby faces, just think, hey, Mom, we wouldn't have had this if we'd listen to you.
That's right.
And then stick it to them.
That's right.
Do life. I am absolutely opposed to this concept of adolescence that everybody's too young. You got to wait way deep into your 20s, almost 30, before you get married and have children. They are wrong. They are just wrong. And it's up to you guys. I'll tell you this. If they listen to their parents, then stop dating.
Right.
No, not only break off the engagement, but stop dating.
Don't hang out as friends. You can't even do that.
You're not going to get married. Just knock it off. Just do your studies. And then see if he still wants you in 4 years from now. If that's what you want to do.
You can say, we're just hanging out as friends, but that really doesn't work out so well most of the time.
Either blow it off or do the right thing and get married. It's really simple. And don't let any, listen, at some point in every Christian's life, everybody has this challenge of, I'm going to do the right thing no matter who it separates me from or who it associates me with. It's called the cost of discipleship. It's the cost of following Christ. At some point, I will follow Christ no matter what it costs me.
Yep.
That's the essence of Christianity. That's the essence of true discipleship. Now, sadly, sometimes the very people that we are making this decision again are our own parents.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, hey, don't think I came to give peace. You know, we're all going, peace on earth. Goodbye. I don't know if the angels were talking about peace on earth. I don't know, the angels were into the sacramental wine or something when they were singing on the Christmas story about peace on earth. Because Jesus said, do not think I came to bring peace. What do you mean? What about the angels? He doesn't address it. All he says, don't think I came to bring peace. I came to set a husband against a father, children against their parents. Yep. On, he goes down this list. Why? Because at some point, when you choose to do the right thing and following, people will give you a hard time.
Yes.
And if you're going to be my disciple, you have to decide, I'm going to honor God, and I'm going to do what God wants. I don't care what it costs me. You're 18, 19 years old. You are adults now. You want to live your life. You're in love. You want to get married. Get married. Your parents will get over it. Well, what about the money? Here's a good chance for you to learn to live by faith. Life isn't about money. And besides, people, you can still get all the career you want and still be broke.
This is true.
Do you know how many people right now have advanced degrees and can't get a job beyond serving burgers at McDonald's? Yes.
College doesn't necessarily
guarantee
anything.
Jack squat. Yep.
And that's what people think. Well, if they just get a college degree, they'll get this. Not anymore. It's no guarantee.
Virtually everybody knows somebody who, if anything, yes, because they have college degrees, they can't get a job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because they want to hire them to sell hamburgers.
Yes.
Well, you're overqualified. So they said, in this economy, are you kidding me? There's no guarantee. I don't care what degree you get. There's no guarantee you're going to get hired to do what you think you're going to get hired to do anyway.
Yep.
Just trust God. Do life right. Don't play this game of chasing dollars and cents. You would hope your parents wouldn't be so incomprehensibly stupid and self-centered narcissistic Christians who've lost sight of their own faith. But sometimes they do. Oftentimes, it's the next younger generation that challenges. Are you kidding? You know what happened in the 70s? It was the hippies of us. Long hair, holy jeans, hadn't taken a bath in 3 or 4 days, coming to church, getting excited about Jesus and praising God.
Freaking the willies out of the establishment,
because the establishment frequently forgets who they are and what they're called to do. And I guarantee you that there are millions of Christian parents right now who in their, what they've done is they've allowed what Jesus warned, the cares of this life,
yep,
and the deceitfulness of riches to choke the spiritual life out of them. Yep. And they lose sight of who they are. And sometimes it takes an 18-year-old to come along and say, you know, mom and dad, we're going to do life right. We're going to honor God. Get a clue. Mm-hmm. No, I'll pay for your college. Okay, great. We'll work around that.
Yep. Whoa,
Sometimes it takes that to jerk the slack out of your parents and slap them upside the head, especially if they claim to be Christians. These are people who have lost sight of what it means to honor God in their lives. They're so caught up in money and bills and responsibility and retirement and just consumed by what they're going to live off of, even though Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on this earth. They've lost sight of who they are. They've lost sight of their faith. And oftentimes it takes an 18-year-old. Sometimes it takes a teenager like David, the whole army standing there in fear. None of those boys have a pair between their legs. And it takes a 16-year-old, 15-year-old, 14-year-old, however old he was, to step forward with a slingshot and get them all to man up.
Yep.
Say, you need need to snap out of it. Do the right thing. We're people of God. We can take on anybody. And it takes a young man. You read about it in the book of Kings, one rotten king after another. It was an 18-year-old king, King Josiah. 18 years old, the Bible says, when he became king. And it says of him, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Yep. Sometimes it takes young people to slack the jerk. Jerk the slack. Slack
jerk
the jerk.
Slack.
Slap the jerk
slack
right
the jerk
out of you.
I can't even talk. Jerk the slack out of these people. They've lost sight of who they are.
Yeah. I agree.
They're consumed. I'm telling you, they've lost sight. They're in a bad place. And I know tons of parents like this. They are so consumed. They've let the very cares of this life that Jesus warns them about to get them so caught up. All they care about for their kids is that they can pay bills. I don't care if you keep your pants on. I don't care if you feel each other up. I don't care if you sin against God. I don't care if you wind up getting divorced. And they don't care about those things. They say they do, but they're liars. They don't really care. All they care about money. I got to have money. Oh, you got to have money. And they get into this insanity, insisting their children have the very thing the Bible warns them about. God bless you guys. In the most loving possible way, tell them to stick it. All you guys, these people, we get emails like this all the time. There's a lot of single people right now. Listen to me. You're in the situation. You want to get married. You can because your parents disapprove. Tell them to stick it. Not literally, but in a nice way. Sometimes it takes be a David. Be a Josiah. Be a Timothy. Mm-hmm. Be one of the apostles who were sitting there hanging out with their dads that they probably still were teenagers when Jesus called them. Be young people who have a clue. And stand up to the established, yes, even the Christian establishment. Your pastors, maybe, even your parents. Look them in the eye and say, you know what? We need to do the right thing. Well, what about money? Money is not the most important thing. What about education? Mom, dad, money and education is not the most important thing. We want to honor God. We both fear God. You've raised us to fear God and honor God. That's what we're doing. We're getting married because we're going to honor God. Well, I'm going to look at paper. Okay, well, that's your call.
Well, it might be a jolt to these parents' reality because they probably never thought about it. never thought, oh, what, honor God? It's probably not even on their radars for most of these parents, I would imagine. And it might just be a shot to the head.
Which, the word gets out, I'm going to be banned by all Christian parents everywhere.
Don't listen to that Gunger
guy.
Don't
listen
to that.
He's a
heretic.
I'm trying to corrupt your young people.
You
I'm
are.
Trying to tell your young people to tell the world to stick it. I'm telling your young people to take education and money and everything else and tell them to stick it if that's what it takes.
Well, the most important, above morality,
the
yes.
most important thing is honor God. The absurdity of it is they can still build a career. They can still go to school. They can still pull off all these things even though they're married. The idea that you can't get any of this because you're married is absurd. If you're going to put your daughter through college, why would you stop just because she got married? What? You have taught her morality. Now she knows to maintain her morality and her virginity and honor God, she needs to get married at 19. And now you're going to take away college from her because she's doing what you taught her to do? You hypocrites! You hypocrites and you phonies! She's shame yourselves, a whole lot of you. Good Lord. And we wonder why the church is full of all the crap it is.
What's lost
our
its moral
rate.
Foundation, that's why. Totally lost the moral
I have no
foundation
idea who we are. We don't know
this.
What we're doing. We've got our priorities out of whack. God bless these young people. I pray 18 years all over America so rise up Christian young people who want to honor God. Go tell their parents. We're getting married. Hope you come to the wedding. We're going to have a blast. We're not going to give you any money. That's okay. We're doing cheese sandwiches.
That's right. That's good.
I got this Puerto Rican pastor in Green Bay who's going to marry us for a buck and a half. I don't need any money. Mm-hmm. Stand up and start doing the right thing. Growing up, doing life right instead of wasting. You know what, Mom and Dad? I don't want to waste my life like you guys did.
How's that?
Yeah, that's being disrespectful now.
Yeah, that is.
Just because I'm mad.
Just because you got mad about this
I'm
one.
Mad about it now. But tell them to stick it. Not
do
in a
I
mean,
say, but not
nasty
do.
Way. In a righteous way, tell them to stick it.
Yeah.
Just like David did. They just, go home, little boy. Go home, no. little boy. King David says, you can't go out there if you don't have my iron. You've got to put on my what do you call that?
Armor.
Armor, the God stuff and the protection you can't do because you got to go to school first. And if you don't put on the armor, because you got to go to school and you got to get education. And David said, no, stick it. And he went out there totally unprepared.
Yeah.
No school, no armor. No anything. And while thousands of men stood there shivering in their stance, standing in their own whiz, because they're scared of this big guy, this young guy, this teenager runs out there and tells them all, stay it. Grabs five rocks. Why'd he grab five? Because, you know, it might take more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Whips that sucker on. Smack! Big fat guy hits the dirt.
Only took one.
takes the guy's sword, lobs his head off, and holds the head up. Finally, everybody else got a pair. And they charged. King Josiah, one wicked king after another king. It took an 18-year-old finally said, no, we're going to do us right around here.
I know, you got your ire up on this.
Frozen, slingin' frozen, Siam! Young people of America, revolt! Revolt against stupidity! Revolt against, honestly, we need a righteous version of the 60s.
Yes, seriously,
we
do.
Need a righteous version of this. We had the 60s where people came along and they rebelled against their parents' narcissism and their parents' yep. materialism and everything else. Of course, they did it immorally.
Yes.
And they went out there screwing each other, taking drugs. We need a revolution.
Moral revolt.
I need a moral revolt where we look at your selfish, narcissistic pastors and parents and elders of your church who are consumed about money and everything else and say, no! We don't care about that stuff.
I agree.
We're going to honor God. We're going to do the right thing. And in the most loving, kind, respectful way possible. Tell them to stick it! Gonna take a break. Be back right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com. Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America are pleased to present this much-anticipated DVD set, Singles and Stinking Thinking, A Clear Path to Marriage. This four-disc set gives practical and straightforward advice that singles need to hear when it comes to dating and marriage and making the right decision. Taught from a definite Christian worldview, Mark challenges the over-spiritualized, over-romanticized expectations that fill the heads of so many singles. More than 4 hours of teaching, this series includes sessions on finding a spouse, the do's and don'ts of dating, and sex makes you stupid, and so much more. This DVD is for all singles from age 16 to 90 with an eye toward marriage. Parents, if you are looking for a resource that is packed full of biblical wisdom to help instruct your son and daughter on a path towards a successful married future, this is the DVD set for you. Order your copy now at laughyourway.com or call 1-866-525-2844. That's laughyourway.com. This Christmas season, when it comes to looking for that special gift for that special someone in your life, think outside the box and go to laughyourway.com, where all of Mark Gunger's DVDs are buy one, get one half off. This Christmas, buy the gift that will keep on giving. This offer is available only at laughyourway.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go,
oh, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Actually, the weather outside is quite delightful in Green Bay. It's like 40-something degrees. In a lot of parts of the country, they'd be freezing, but around here, people walk around half naked outside, man. It's like a heat wave around here, so this is great. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, a show that's being done on the during the middle of December. If you're listening to this, maybe a little bit later, that's why you're hearing the Christmas music. But we like to play all Christmas music during the month of December while we're doing these shows. You young people, you know what you need to do? You guys have got to get this DVD set. You have to get this DVD set.
Yep.
Singles and Stinking Thinking. It will change the world.
Yes.
And I keep saying, I wish I had the money. I would get copies of this out to every church in the world. But I don't have the money to do that.
It's revolutionary thinking.
We have
sure.
got to. And I'll tell you what, you young guy, you guys, you want to start a revolution? Get this podcast and forward it to as many other teens as you yes. possibly can. And get them to forward it to other people.
Spread the word.
We need like 10 million
go
people
viral
to listen.
With it.
We
go
need
viral.
10. We need to go viral with this message.
Yes.
Listen to this pastor who tell your parents to sting it. if they've lost sight of their faith, to where they're more concerned about college and career than honoring God, yeah, you need to tell them to stick it nicely.
Nicely. Stick
but just
it
by
nicely.
Doing the right things, and man, you know, we're going to get married. I did it at 18. I didn't want to be screwing around. My parents were not happy. You should see the pictures. Have I shown you the pictures, our wedding pictures?
No, I've never seen your wedding
pictures.
My mother
is sitting there furious.
I would love to see that.
It's hilarious. We still laugh about it. She's madder than a hornet. Why? Because I'm 18 getting married. Worked out okay for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting laid by a bunch of different chicks. I wasn't getting sexually transmitted diseases. I wasn't getting addicted to porn. Honestly. Okay.
Okay. Are you okay there?
No, I'm not okay.
No, okay. We'll move on anyway.
All right.
Okay, this says, was just catching up on some shows and was listening to a previous show where you once again went off about how the reason that women have husbands who behave badly is because they let them. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
I agree that a man left to his own devices will likely head down the road toward bad behavior. And I know that based on the emails you receive, it looks like this is mainly a man problem. But aren't women equally prone to bad behavior if left to their own devices?
Not as equally prone. No, they're not.
I mean, if you believe that it's more a man problem than a woman one, aren't you in effect saying that men are inherently more sinful than women?
No, I'm doing what God said when he made Adam, and he sees him walking around and goes, you know, guys, this is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So this boy needs some help. Doesn't say the girl.
It doesn't say that he was so sinful he needed help.
Didn't say
that he was more sinful than her.
It's not good. The Bible says not good for man to be alone. Women tend to thrive, quite frankly, on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Men struggle. And it is what it is. You don't like it? Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. I don't
Too bad for you.
Argue with the guy. I'm trying to get people to quit screwing each other. He wants me arguing about whether or not men are screwed up as women.
Oh, my.
I don't know. Okay, this one goes a little along with the rant you were just on. He says, "Dear Pastor Gunger, is it wrong or sinful to want to get married to fulfill your sexual desires? I'm 19 years old, and I'm looking to get married and find a wife soon."
Just when I calm down, she brings up another one just on the same issue.
Well, it was in the same vein, so I thought it was a good roll-in. Okay. "I have struggled with lust before, but is it wrong to get married solely to fulfill my sexual desire?"
No.
I've been getting a lot of...
Is it wrong? Read the Bible. Read the Bible. What does the Bible say?
If you're born with lust,
get married. If you have problem with lust, get married.
Get married.
If the Bible says that one of the primary reasons for getting married is to fulfill your sexual desire, how can you ask me the question, is it wrong to get married to fulfill your sexual desire?
Well, because he says, "I've been getting a lot of criticism and have been told that getting married to fulfill your sexual desire is selfish and is the same thing as lust."
Who's telling you that?
People. But also, they told me
not... Good Lord!
They said, "I need not to pursue marriage."
I'm going nuts here!
Okay.
This is all your fault.
I asked for it. Listen, this is the same people that have told him not to pursue marriage because
to marry to fulfill your sexual needs is the same as lust.
That's what they say.
What in the hell? H-A-I-L. What in the hell are these people saying? Undoubtedly, he's talking about other Christians.
Apparently, because listen, it's not the only stupid thing they're telling him.
I'm just saying, read the Bible. Read the Bible. These people don't read the Bible.
B-I-B-L-E.
Oh, yes, that's the book for me.
Okay.
I stand alone on the word of God. B-I-B-L-E. Hey!
Do you want to hear some of the more foolish stupidity he's
been
getting?
Oh, Lord, I'm ready to blow a gasket just from that.
They also tell him not to pursue marriage because I need to pursue God first, and then God will bring me a spouse.
Don't listen to them. They are full of crap, okay?
And he's feeling badly about all of this.
They're full of caca. Caca. I was going to say something really nasty in Spanish, but I was...
You were going to curse in Spanish.
Most people would know what it was. I guess I could have got away with it. But it's caca. They're full of caca. I know they're your friends. They say they love God, but they are as stupid as the day is long. There is a reason why the church is such a disaster. Is because your friends like that, which are multiplied millions of times all over Western culture, are just, in fact, biblically stupid. They are biblically ignorant. They are biblical morons.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible clearly says... In fact, not only are your friends wrong, according to the Apostle Paul, the only reason to get married is to fulfill your sex drive.
That's right.
So let's see. Listen to the Bible or your idiot friends. Idiots, Bible morons, Bible. Maybe you should just listen to the Bible. You got a burning sex drive at 19 years old. You know what? First of all, you're not a freak. You're called normal. Good Lord, I was climbing the walls. That's why I got married at 18.
That's normal.
Find a nice girl. Fall in love with a nice girl. Say, I love you. You love me? Yes. Let's do life together. Let's get married. And you can fulfill this. And what you're doing in the meantime, and during the meanwhile, do not be looking at porn and masturbating. Right. All this is a poison that will get in your system that you won't be able to shake when you do get married. Say, but I'm burning up now. Good. Find a wife.
Yes.
Should not be a problem. Lots of girls out there want to be loved by some guy, especially a good Christian man.
Make sure you find one that you actually like. Don't seriously just be going and picking up the next chick.
Someone you're arguing with every 5 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
Someone you actually like. Yes. And you actually like each other, you love each other, get married. You need new friends, man. These guys are dorks.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible. That may be a new church.
Listen to me. The Bible says, according to Paul, the only reason to get married.
That's right.
The only reason, according to Paul. Yes. Now, that's not the whole Bible, because the Bible does talk about other reasons.
Right.
But according to Paul, the only reason he gave for marriage is for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So you got friends who come and say, no, that's lust. Well, they're idiots. They're biblically ignorant.
That you wanted to have
people.
Sex, so therefore that's lust.
No.
Just because you want to have sex with someone, that's lust?
It's called burning up.
No.
That's what Paul said. If you're burning, better to marry than to
burn.
That's what he says.
Yep.
Better to marry than to be doing what you're doing right now. What are you doing right now? You're burning up with lust. And your friends are probably looking at porn and masturbating.
Let's hope not.
I'll bet you $100.
Get married and watch your relationship with God increase along with it. Versus
Mitt Romney, I'll bet you $10,000.
$10,000
your friends are masturbating. If I'm wrong, Diane will give you $10,000 because she's rich.
I can't imagine trying to pursue God at 19 and not have been married.
Oh my gosh, all I'd be thinking about sex.
I know. It's just like, how does this... Well, just grow in your relationship with the Lord.
Well, what kind of ignorant Christianity is that that says, no,
you can
serve God, and if you really want sex at 19, there's something wrong with you.
That, yeah.
What kind of stupid version of Christianity is this?
That's wrong. That's very wrong. And that
Golly.
You should be chasing God and forgetting your...
Listen to me, all you people. This is all part of this culture that has given us the poisonous concept of adolescence, that you are in a transitional state between childhood and adulthood, and you won't reach adulthood until you're almost 30. It is a lie from the pit of hell. When Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child and acted like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. You know how old he was when he did that? He was 14. Bar mitzvah, Jewish celebration of a boy into a man. What do you say? It was when I was 14, I became a man.
Mm-hmm.
You're 19 years old. You're a man. Don't buy into this thing. You're too young. And you should. If you want to get married, it's just lust. Oh, people are so stupid. Good Lord.
The church is such a mess when it comes to this.
You know, and you know, there's a version of Christianity that's been into, you know, the whole Rebecca St. James kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wonderful virgin who lasted till she was 30 and says, focus on the family, has her, and they all praise. Seriously, this is our standard. We want to hold 30-year-old virgins.
Like, that's the ideal.
And then we wonder why the church is going to hell. We wonder why our young people are being addicted to porn. We wonder why marriages are falling apart. These guys can't keep their marriages because they've been sexually active with so many people. How stupid. How long are we going to be so stupid? You know what Jesus did at times with the disciples? He was so frustrated. He said, how long am I going to be stuck with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
How long am I going to be stuck
with
you guys? My question is, how long are we going to keep thinking this stupidly?
It's stupid. How long?
If the people who are advising this guy are the same people who are advising all the other 19-year-old boys his age, and then 8 years down the road when they finally get married, they're the ones addicted to porn.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who've had sex with a couple of girls already. They walk into it with all this guilt.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep their marriages together a few years down the line because they've learned to be so selfish. When is the church going to wake up? When are we going to realize we don't live by this insane standard the world has? We are taking an absurd standard of waiting until you're almost 30 to get married and then putting Christian morality on top of it and stay pure the whole time. It doesn't work.
Nope. It's bad.
You 18-year-old man, you 17-year-old, you 16-year-old, you need to hear this. You need to take this podcast. You need to send it to your friends. You should take it to your, send it to your youth pastor. Say, listen to this guy. Let's talk about this. At least get the conversation going. You got to get this message out. This is insane. We have got to stop thinking so foolishly. Better we honor God than to continually keep falling down this path of moral failure. Because we've made priorities of things that should not be priorities, and we've ignored what God said to be a priority. To the point now that if you obey the thinking of the Bible, apparently you're in lust.
Apparently.
Oh, man. Now I'll say, see ya!
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!